This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Eric Flack is going to join us here in just a moment. I should have put on, here, let me put on channel 9 over here. Because then Anthony, I will know when he's done on TV. See, the Eric Flack is currently talking on television, Anthony. See, you right there he is. There's our guy. NFL draft in DC. Oh, it looks like they're wrapping up the segment. They're doing the crosstalk with the anchors right now. It looks like, yep, we're moving on. Flack is no longer the pick. I think you're free to call Eric Flack now. That's live radio meets live television, boys and girls. That we were literally waiting for Flack to get off set. We're going to keep him as long as we can, but then he's got to go back and do his... Y'all get how this works. Eric is going to join us as he has been anchoring the coverage all day for WSA9. And, of course, he has been reporting on everything around RFK Stadium and all this stuff for a long time. Eric has a really in-depth knowledge of the way city council works. And on top of the hey, this is cool, the draft is coming into D.C. part of this, I think this is also a massive political play and kind of a safety net for the Commanders to get the RFK site. Basically telling city council, hey, if you do not do what we want, we have another method. I'm going to test that theory now with Eric because it's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
All right, Flack is off of television. He is with us now. We were literally watching you, Eric. We were like, okay, he's done. Call him. Call him. Do it now, Anthony.
Appreciate that, Hoffman.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, it made for great radio, let me tell you. Me watching you made for exceptional radio.
Wonderful.
Outside of the, like, oh, this will be kind of cool elements of this, Eric, my first thought was this is a savagely strategic play by Josh Harris and Roger Goodell to say, hey, D.C. City Council and Mayor Bowser, if you guys don't, Mayor Bowser on the Harris-Goodell side, saying, City Council, if you don't come to terms and we can't figure out a deal, the federal government looms over all of our RFK stuff, and now we got the federal government on our side as they involve them with the announcement of today's draft. Is that reading too much into this, or is that absolutely part of what just happened here today as the NFL in the Oval Office announces that the 2027 NFL draft is coming to DC?
Not at all, Craig. And I kind of had the same sort of feeling when I was watching that press conference, almost like the train has left the station on this RFK site with the new Commander Stadium. And, you know, DC Council, you can stomp your feet and wring your hands all you want, clutch your pearls all you want, but this is a foregone conclusion in our eyes, and we are just assuming that this is going to happen. Now, ultimately, the DC Council does control the purse strings, and it's kind of going to be an interesting question to monitor as we go forward these next couple months. as to where this kind of game of chicken ends. And, you know, ultimately, is this a bluff, or are they really willing to you know, put their money in their mouth where their threats are and their actions where their threats are, and really vote against this deal? But it certainly seems as though this was another huge, you know, sign that the forces that be in the kind of greater NFL sphere are aligning to get this stadium on the RFK site done one way or the other. And at this point, it is the council members who are claiming opposition to this plan, the only ones left standing in the way.
So can we take a step back, Eric, as someone who covers city council on a regular basis and knows the inner workings here and how the federal government can get involved? Because I didn't realize until I saw some extra reporting on this late in the week last week that despite the fact that the federal government and Congress cleared this out to say, like, hey, D.C., this is your land now. We're leasing it to you. Do with it what you want. That they can renege on that lease, that they have like an emergency escape hatch. How does that work, and how real do you think the threat is that now, especially that he's been involved in this draft thing, President Trump might look at Congress and go, hey, take the land back, and we'll build the football stadium. Is that a real threat here?
I certainly think that anything is possible in this current administration, and I think that there is nothing that is impossible when it comes to what's happening in Washington right now. It is clear that there was language included in the legislation that denotes, you know, the priority of putting an NFL stadium there. And clearly it's not the only thing it can be used for, but you know, the escape hatch, as you mentioned, I think was clearly included to give all those behind the stadium options moving forward. I think the people writing the agreement and who were lobbying Congress on behalf of the team, who are the same people who are lobbying now the D.C. council members, understood that there are always going to be a lot of wild cards when you're dealing with approval of a, you know, $1.1 billion taxpayer-funded package that comes down to 12, you know, citizens / council members of Washington, D.C., and they wanted to give themselves options. That being said, I also think a lot is unclear about the kind of the machinations of how such a process would really work, and would, you know, the federal government actually be able to step in? Because, I mean, sure, they can ultimately say, you know, okay, DC council, you don't do the stadium, we'll get it done for you. But that also means that they would presumably still have to come up with the money that DC council was supposed to come up with at a time when the mission in Washington with the current administration is to go in the other direction, not to add spending, but to cut spending. So, you know, I think that a lot is still unclear about how that would work. I think the threat of certain things happening, you know, sometimes is enough to get things done. But I think all of this is kind of, we're all kind of like figuring this out on the fly and learning on the fly as to how such a process would work if we get there. But I still don't think we'll get there. I think DC Council will ultimately get this done.
Eric Flack, WUSA9, Chief Investigative Reporter with us here on the Hoffman Show. It's been a week since this announcement happened, the initial one about RFK with Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris and Roger Goodell. So what have you learned in the week since that you found interesting, whether it's what specific DC City Council members want, maybe some misunderstandings that the two sides are fighting over that you think are interesting and poignant? Like, in the week that has been since the initial announcement, Eric, what's the main thing or two that you are excited to continue to follow over the next couple of months that's going to make or break this thing?
I think it's important for your listeners and my viewers and all of our readers to keep in mind that, you know, for council members to say they have concerns is really a long way from saying they're going to vote against it. And if you look at the tweet, for instance, of Councilmember Zachary Parker, who a lot of people, you know, I saw it as a very pro-stadium post, and a lot of people, you know, added me and said, well, how can you say this? He's saying he's going to vote against it. And I think words matter, and, you know, Parker, in a very long statement, one of the 12 council members said, you know, I oppose any taxpayer money for, and he used the words, vertical construction of a new stadium. And it's important to note that vertical construction of a new stadium is the building of the stadium itself, the actual stadium where, you know, you pay a ticket and go inside and order your hot dog and your beer and you go watch the game. The horizontal construction is all the stuff to prepare the land, and it's expensive for the stadium to go on top of it. And that is what the majority of DC's tax dollars are going to. So my point being that, like, when somebody issues a long statement and goes to the effort to make a distinction, I oppose taxpayer money for this type of construction, they're clearly leaving the door open to, but I'm okay with taxpayer money for other types of the construction. So they're kind of leaving themselves a little rope, so to speak, to ultimately support the plan. Mendelson, who's the chairman of the DC Council, is, you know, is strong in talking about concerns about, you know, taxpayer money being used for a stadium. But he always hedges his bets as far as, well, but I haven't seen the plan and I haven't done this and that. And, you know, we all kind of know what the deal is. There's nothing he's going to see in the budget that's going to ultimately change what we already know to be true, the details that have already been provided. So I think everybody, even as on the DC Council, as they kind of give the window dressing of having concerns about this, the majority, except for the two who were clearly no votes, which are Allen and Nadeau, have given themselves room to kind of ultimately come around. And I think from a political standpoint, it's going to be interesting to see the dance happen where, you know, politicians do what politicians think they're expected to do, which is to, you know, bring up concerns and raise red flags. But ultimately, I think that there's just too much momentum and too much need in Washington, D.C. For economic development, for a $2.7 billion private sector investment to be passed on by D.C. Council as a whole.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Eric Flack with us. I'm looking up back up at your television station. They're doing the weather right now. Do I have time for one more quick question here, or you need to get back on set?
Nope.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All good. So the big announcement today, is also totally separate from this RFK thing, and that, oh my God, they're hosting the NFL draft here in 2027. This is a presidential inauguration-sized event. D.C. knows how to do this, even if it's obviously very different from a presidential inauguration. But what were some of the things that you found interesting from the press conference and some of the questions you have about D.C.'s ability to host a million people over 3 days on the National Mall with all the concerts and the this and the that that is happening? Because having gone to the 2024 draft in Detroit, like, that thing shut down the city. It's a massive, massive event. DC's obviously built on some level for this, but what are the things that you're looking forward to hearing about when it comes to the actual draft itself?
Well, I mean, I think that, first of all, I think it's a win for the city. I think that the million person figure is something that is being thrown out by the league and thrown out by, you know, Josh Harris, and that's certainly a goal. I mean, they got, 750 in Detroit. They got 600 in Green Bay last a couple weeks ago or what have you. So I think that million person figure is based on, projections that it's going to get bigger and bigger. And keep in mind, you're not talking about a million people on the mall at once. I mean, that's the figure that's spread out over 3 days. So, you know, they had, 200,000 on day one in Green Bay. I think they had more than that in Detroit, but you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people down on the mall, not a million. I think that it will be a huge logistical nightmare, but I think the city is well versed. I think there will be a ton of security around it. That's where my head goes. Because in this world we are living in, and what a huge open target the National Mall is, and you combine the open target of the National Mall with the brand that signifies America and corporate America, which is the NFL, you add them both together with hundreds of thousands of people on the National Mall, you are going to have some of the tightest grid security you've ever had, because you're going to have to block, the goal is to give people access to the site. That's the celebration of the league. And that's the whole idea of drawing all those people there. On the other hand, you're going to have to do it in a way where nobody with ill intent can get inside and do damage. So I think that is probably, as an investigative guy, as a news guy, if we're looking at for the what is, not all about the positivity and the celebration and the concern, I think that would be my initial concern, is how do you do this in the nation's capital with hundreds of thousands of people on the National Mall in a way that is going to be safe and protected by anybody who has a nefarious intent.
Yes. I opened the show today, Eric, by saying part of the way that's going to happen is it's going to be a pain in the ass for those of us that live here. So if you are someone who likes to get out when there are big events and Airbnb your house, you should be go ahead and start planning your vacation now. because get the hell out of here. Now, for sports fans, going to be a lot of fun, but it is going to be like the NFL is, they've got a lot of experience. A lot of their events, the Super Bowl is a like whatever the top tier security threat event is. So they've got a lot of experience. The folks who run the mall have a lot of experience. But it is definitely going to be a ton of logistics that have to be figured out in the next 2 years to make this thing go off without a hitch.
Absolutely, and it'll be very similar. I think their blueprint is obviously going to be the fireworks on the National Mall, which they've had to lock down from a security standpoint for some time now. Now this, especially on night one, is going to draw more people than that. But you know, the blueprint and the concept is there. It's just going to be about, you know, extrapolating that out for the sheer masses of people who are going to be here for the NFL draft.
I'm also curious, where's the media center? Are we just going to post up in like a Smithsonian or something? Like there's not a lot
they
of,
they said that there was, what did I, 1800 media members at the one in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So they have a whole like, you know, yeah, we'll probably be in the Washington Convention Center or something like that. Maybe they'll set us up in the National Portrait Gallery.
Portrait Gallery makes more sense. I mean, but even then, like that's kind of far away. I don't know. They got a couple of years to figure it out. And as someone who
will be in a trailer, you and me will be sharing a like a small desk in a trailer next to each other.
I would be honored to be invited to the Eric Flack celebrity trailer any day. Any day of the week.
You have an invitation anytime you want it, Austin.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll look up and see you on television here shortly.
You got it.
All right, that's Eric Flack with us here on The Hoffman Show. And no, really, he's headed back to the set. WUSA 9 is where you can watch more of his reporting on everything in terms of the draft to D.C., and then obviously over the next couple of months, the Commanders' eventual return to RFK Stadium. Anthony, you ready for one of your favorite parts of the show?
Yeah.
It's where I look at you and I forget what we're doing next. And I go, Anthony, what are we doing next? What did we put in the rundown for 5:30?
A great question, Craig.
Wait, the sheets are right. Do you not have it open? Because I didn't have it open. I forgot to open it while Flack was on the show.
Next we have...
Are we doing NBA playoffs next? Are we doing... I know we got the weekend in review coming up in a little bit.
Okay, next we have... Oh, we're supposed to do calls.
Oh, okay. Calls.
So that's what we were doing.
Which means we need you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. The NFL draft is coming to the District of Columbia in 2027. How you feeling about it? 301-230-0980. We take your calls next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.